This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were reportedly in Kyiv late on Sunday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Confirmation of their visit came from Zelensky aide Oleksiy Arestovych, but Washington did not confirm the visit. Zelensky announced the visit of Blinken and Austin to the Ukrainian capital on Saturday night. If Washington confirms, this would be the highest-ranking pair of officials to go to Ukraine since Russia invaded its neighbor 2 months ago. In a lengthy Saturday night news conference in a Kyiv subway station, Zelensky said he was looking for the Americans to produce results. He's repeatedly pleaded for more heavy weapons, including long-range air defense systems, as well as warplanes. U.S. President Joe Biden, in each of the last 2 weeks, has approved $800 million in shipments of more arms for Ukraine, along with $500 million in economic assistance. With congressional approval for military assistance for Ukraine nearly exhausted, Biden said he would seek approval for more aid. President Emmanuel Macron of France was named the winner of France's runoff presidential election against far-right rival Marine Le Pen on Sunday. Reuters reported French Interior Ministry figures indicating that with 97% of the votes counted, Macron was on course for a solid 57.4% of the vote. Macron and Le Pen held sharply different views not only on domestic issues but also on France's role in Europe, NATO, and the rest of the world. During his acceptance speech, Macron said, "Many in this country voted for me not because they support my ideas, but to keep out those of the far right." This is VOA News. Overdoses rather than COVID-19 infections drove a spike in deaths among homeless people in Los Angeles. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the story.
Almost 2,000 homeless people died in Los Angeles County during the first year of the pandemic, and authorities say drug overdose was the main cause for the 56% increase in deaths from the previous year, not COVID-19. The findings released Friday in a report from the county's Department of Public Health showed that despite initial fears, the virus itself was not the main cause of deaths among California's largest in the nation unhoused population. But the coronavirus did cut people off from mental health and substance abuse treatment after services were drastically reduced to prevent the spread of the virus. I'm Shelley Adler.
A political party in Egypt and state-run media say Egyptian officials have released more than three dozen prisoners a week before the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Other political activists and family members have confirmed that several high-profile detainees were released on Sunday in a tradition of granting amnesty during Ramadan. The Reform and Development Party says those released had been political prisoners held in pretrial detention. The English edition of the state-run newspaper Al Aram also says that a total of 41 prisoners were released. The government's human rights body says there has been a release of individuals held in pretrial detention, but gave no details in its statement. Nicaragua's foreign minister said Sunday that the government had closed the offices of the Organization of American States in the capital and proceeded with its planned withdrawal from the bloc. Dennis Moncada announced his country's immediate split from the OAS and rescinding of the credentials of its representatives in Washington. The government of President Daniel Ortega, a 76-year-old former guerrilla in power since 2007, announced Nicaragua's withdrawal from the OAS in November of 2021. The regional bloc had condemned Ortega's re-election for a fourth consecutive term, with numerous challengers and political opponents detained before the vote. According to protocol, the withdrawal was set to take place over 2 years, so Nicaragua could complete any pending commitments with the organization. And recapping our top story of the evening, of the hour rather, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were reportedly in the capital of Ukraine late on Sunday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. That news comes from an aide of Zelensky's, no confirmation from Washington. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.